President Donald Trump has named Stephanie Grisham as his new press secretary, replacing Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Grisham most recently has been a top aide to First Lady Melania Trump, but her name is also familiar to many Arizona journalists. She's worked for former Attorney General Tom Horn and former Arizona House Speaker David Gowan. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins us now to talk more about Grisham and her move to one of the higher profile positions in the Trump administration. Hey, Howie.
I suppose if you're going to be a flack for a politician, you might as well be the flack for the top politician in the country.
Yeah, this is about the pinnacle of one's career in this kind of work. Let's start with her career with former Attorney General Tom Horn. She was there at a time of some controversy in the office, and she herself was part of that controversy.
Well, there were a lot of things going on at the time with Tom Horn. This is back in the 2010 campaign. There were issues of whether, in fact, they were using staff resources to go ahead and run the reelection campaign. In fact, it turned out that they did an investigation, did find out that there were things being done, you know, on public time, on the public dime, to get to Tom reelected. Obviously, it resulted in Mr. Horn not getting reelected, among other things. So, she's good in defense work, but it doesn't always necessarily work out for her client.
Well,
And then, of course, she went on to work for David Gowan, who became the House Speaker. And he was the first House Speaker from Southern Arizona. There was a lot of excitement in Southern Arizona about this. But then there were some questions raised about Mr. Gowan and his campaign, not for re-election to the House, but for running for CD1. He did a lot of traveling in state cars, and not necessarily in his legislative district, but, for example, you know, we found pictures of him up in Flagstaff on state time with a state car, with his state aides, going ahead and talking about his run for Congress. He ended up having to repay money. And then finally, there was the whole issue of when the Capital Times in particular started reporting on the speaker's travels, the speaker decided, and Ms. Grisham became the sort of the arm of this to enforce it, to say, well, we want background checks on reporters and we don't want anybody who's had a misdemeanor, conviction, which happened to cover Hank Stevenson, who was the reporter who was covering him. And that caused a lot of discontent and caused us a lot of nationwide attention, probably unnecessary.
Howie, the two people who have preceded Grisham as press secretary, Sean Spicer and Sarah Sanders, each has sort of been described as having, at least at times, an adversarial relationship with the press, and that she clearly has had at times an adversarial relationship with the Arizona press, but not all the time, right? I mean, especially when she worked for Tom Horn, I at least remember her as being very accessible and responsive.
Oh, I think that when things are going well, I think people who work in PR are very cooperative. I mean, you talk about, for example, Mike Phillipson at the Senate. When things are going very well, he's accessible, he's responsible, he'll get back to us, he'll get us access to the people we need. It's when things are not going well becomes the real test of a publicist, because your job is not to then say, well, I'm just going to shut you down, because that doesn't work. You know, I can tell you in 40 years in journalism, having a PR person say, we're not going to answer your questions, is not going to stop my story. And good PR people understand that and will try to work with that. Bad PR people will just try to stonewall. And I think that's what happens, is that when things are not going right, they say, oh, no, that's none of your business. That's not a story. I love it when they say, that's not a story, and tell us that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see here in Arizona when Stephanie Grisham has her first televised press briefing. That might be must-watch TV here in the Valley. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
I'm looking forward to asking Stephanie some questions.